It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, just get to it, DZ, because all I know is you are asking if your wife is the jerk.
I am asking if my wife is the jerk.
Of course not. Aaron could do no wrong.
Oh, so the story's done then, huh?
Actually, just kidding. What'd you do?
So we've answered.
Tell me everything.
So the other day, we were sitting at home, our lovely little family, you know, myself, my wife, Aaron, our boys, Sammy, 3-year-old, Danny, 9-month-old.
So quick.
Chilling, right? So quick. I don't know how he gets 9 months. But they're not the focus here. She is.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
We're sitting on the couch. You know, the TV's on, but we're both on our phones.
Of course.
It's iPad time because Sammy's on his iPad.
Yep. Everybody's right? on tech.
Right? Everybody's on tech.
With the TV in the background. Been there, done that.
I'm playing my little golf game since I can't play golf, so I'm playing virtual golf.
Yep.
Aaron's scrolling. And all of a sudden, I hear her go, oh, Sammy, look. And she shows him something on her phone. Sammy looks. He's like, okay. Oh, yay. And then tra-la-la's off back into iPad land. She goes back onto her phone and continues about her day. I'm like, what was that?
Oh, so she showed Sammy whatever it was, but not you. And you're all sitting in the living room.
We're all sitting there next to each other, and I go, would you just show Sammy?
Yeah, hello?
She goes, oh, it was just a cute video of him and Kalia. Kalia is our niece,
okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Target Angelo's daughter. You know Target Angelo.
Target Angelo. I see him every time I go to the Brookfield Target.
Right.
And if I don't, I look around for him. Angelo!
So if you're ever at that Target, you just know you walk in and you don't say Target. You say Angelo!
Where's he at?
Where's Target Angelo at? He's the guy. But his daughter. His wife, Ree, sent my wife, Erin, this cute video that her phone had created. You know how iPhones, or I don't know any other phone. We got iPhone.
Yeah.
They'll create little compilation videos out of the pictures.
It'll go, look at your summer.
Look at your memories. Check out your summer. The cute kid photos.
It's so random how it does that.
It created a real picture video of Sammy and their daughter.
Okay.
So she sent it to Aaron. Aaron showed it to Sammy.
And then moved on with her life.
And then moved on completely with her life. Didn't bother showing me whatsoever. And I'm like, what? Would you just show Sammy FOMO over here? What was that?
Yeah.
I look up from my golf game, like, hey,
hello.
You
feel totally left out. This is interesting with couples and kids. When it's the kid, I've seen this where the dad feels left out because the mom's now buddy buddy with the kid.
Hey, I'm sitting right here. Hey.
I saw this with my sister and her kids and my brother-in-law, I swear to you.
So I go, hey, jerk,
so funny.
Show me what you just showed him. And she just goes, oh, it was just a cute video of Sammy and Kalia.
Nothing you'd want to see, DZ.
And I go, no, show me. Not a principal alone. Show me.
He put down the golf game all real quick, didn't he?
Well, kind of, because as she's showing me, I'm looking up in my golf game, looking down at the, looking up and down, trying to multitask. Yep.
half.
She's like, you're not even looking. You're not even watching. I'm like, yes, I am. I'm seeing the cute pictures. I get the gist.
You couldn't pause the golf game. What the hell's wrong with you?
Not really. Okay, but whatever. So anyway. Anyway, though, I'm asking, is my wife the jerk for showing Sammy a cute video, a cute family video at that, and not me, as we're all sitting together on our couch?
Well, I think it's great you're having family time.
Thank you.
But, DZ, much like you found a way to call me the jerk the other day, it's on.
Also, this is a petitious answer.
Correct. I'm going to say she's not the jerk.
Why?
Honestly, you wouldn't even pause the golf game.
Oh.
You wouldn't even pause. So, of course, you didn't care.
It was unpausable.
She knew.
I was playing live against somebody else across the world. This was an active game where we were playing for money.
And they don't matter. But you know who does? Your niece.
So it was fake money, but still.
Target Angelo's daughter. How about I care more about Target Angelo's daughter than you at this point.
I saw the video. It was cute.
Well, apparently I ask more about his kid than you do, and that's why you're not getting the video.
Not even, son. Oh, you're getting petty on me, bro.
Okay, I'm exaggerating. I'm totally exaggerating. But I do think you should have put down the golf game if you truly wanted to see the video. Aaron was reading The Room, my guy.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Really, genuinely.
I think she was reading The Room. You were content. Apparently, you are playing golf more than a couple hours a week because you're playing it on your...
playing virtual golf.
There's the next Am I the Jerk. Now when he goes home, he's playing the virtual golf.
It's fun.
It's funny. But I don't think she was the jerk. I think she genuinely just thought about showing Sammy, and then you were on your golf game, and by the time you were like, hold on... it was too late.
She had moved on with her life.
Yeah. But I don't think she had malicious intent.
Obviously, I don't think she had malicious intent, but don't make her not the jerk. So but not according to you.
If you were not playing the golf game, if you were not, and I mean, you even admit you were looking up, looking down, looking up, looking down.
We were all on tech. Yeah. I thought it was cool. She just thought I didn't care. Well, not that I had to see it. I just felt FOMO when she didn't even go to show me.
Somebody said, DZ, get used to it now. Your kids are little. They'll come first for the next 18 years.
First? I didn't even come last. I didn't get came to at all, bro.
Somebody said, Allie, really rude. And then right above that, not the jerk. Get over it, sir. You're the jerk, DZ.
You can't have it both ways now. Hold on.
Not the jerk. She knew your head wouldn't come up from that golf game and really watch it. I'm looking to see if Aaron texted in, because that would be the best.
Let me check my phone.
I don't see her text yet, so not yet. All right. Is Aaron the jerk for getting a cute video of Sammy, their son, and their niece, and not showing DZ in the same room? She showed their son, Sammy, who's three, by the way, and probably doesn't care, and then showed DZ, or after he...
I had to
excuse me.
I had to ask. I had to go, hey, I'm also here.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. 414-533-1037. Is DZ's wife, Aaron, the jerk for not showing him the video their friend sent? I can't wait. Brother and sister sent. Niece and nephew. We'll talk to you next. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So DZ wants to know if his wife Erin's the jerk. Go ahead, explain yourself. Go ahead.
We were all sitting on the couch as a family, chilling. Everybody was having tech time, right? All on our phones. Sammy was on the iPad.
No judgment.
Danny was rolling around on the ground, and everybody's having a great time. My wife got a video from a very close family friend who we consider literally, you know, our blood, right? If you will. Our kids are being raised together as nephews, cousins, nieces, all that.
Their family.
So my wife gets a video from them of our children that her phone created. An adorable little compilation of a bunch of pictures that our kids have taken together throughout the summer, basically.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
Aww.
So cute.
So cute. She shows Sammy, but doesn't show me. So I look at her and go, hey, jerk, what are you doing? Why not show me? What's going on? She's like, oh, it's just a cute video. Didn't think you'd want to see it because your golf game.
And you did apparently want to see it.
I looked up and down as I kept my game going, but it's not a pausable game. Y'all don't understand that.
All right, let's go to Lisa, our girl in Sheboygan, who's been married for a long time. She's a perfect person to ask this question. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're married, long time now, with kids. Oh. And you heard the whole story. Is Erin the jerk for not showing DZ the video of the kids?
Hold it down, Lisa. Talk that talk.
No.
Dang it.
And that's no in Spanish and in English. No.
No and no.
No.
I see what you did there. Okay, fine. Man. But explain yourself then. Yeah. Why?
So I'm not saying that what you did was a jerk move, but you have what it seems is like a typical husband slash dad mode, which is selective listening or selective focus. Right?
Okay.
If she would have said, like, here, take a look at this, right, you wouldn't have put the game down. You would have, like, side-eyed the phone. And, like, what's the point at that point, right? If you want to see it, then watch it later. But she just was showing the people that she knows
the people that
would take the attention.
You really? Okay, hold on. No. Lisa's over here saying my 3-year-old held more attention. Okay.
I have been.
Did he watch it?
Barely.
Yeah, I've been in your living room. There's plenty of. DZ was right next to Erin. Trust me, on the couch.
I was not far.
He wasn't far. It sounded like he was across the couch on like a different couch. I know you guys. You have like a sectional.
She could have showed both of us at the same time, son. That's what I'm saying, man.
That's what's even funnier about it. Although somebody said she's not the jerk. You're golf gambling. Was that your wife?
Wait a second.
It's an A15. Oh, Lisa, you were saying. Go on.
I don't know. I've lost it now.
Sorry.
I got distracted.
Sorry.
I had that selective focus again, I guess.
You know what?
It's okay. I wasn't listening to you anyway,
so
Lisa.
I'm sure you weren't.
I heard her say was not the jerk, and then I faded out. Nope.
Just like, you know, he wasn't listening when she did it. Lisa, not the jerk. Right. Erin's not the jerk. Thank you. Have
not
a great day.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
All right, Chris is in Heartland this morning. Let's go to him. Hi, Chris. How are you?
My dog.
Good morning, y'all. Boom, morning. Roasted by Lisa. Boom, roasted.
Oh, okay.
And calling him my dog is not going to make him say you're not the jerk, DZ.
Come on, man. Why you got to call me
out
like
me
that?
Up on a Thursday.
Nah, man. I'm just hoping that you're having a great day, my boy. That's all. That's all, fam.
Chris.
Just to let you know, fam, I got my 2 girls in the back. I'm just a little further down the road than you. They're 4 and almost 2.
Okay.
Just know, this is going to happen many more times, the exact situation you're talking about. And as much as you were keeping your head on a swivel playing your golf game, your wife was doing the same thing, realizing you weren't paying attention, and you could have asked after you were done, hey, what was that?
Okay. Okay.
Hey, what was that?
I'm listening to the rationale.
Fair enough.
I might have jumped the gun and gone, how come you didn't show me?
Right.
That's Chris, what he's saying.
I've been you. I'll be you again, I'm sure, because I'm missing out. I get it.
We're going to be wrong again. Okay. Yep. But.
Not the jerk. You're the jerk.
Hey, nobody asked that, man.
Fine,
this was about my wife. Chris, go drop your kids off or whatever you were doing, man.
You know
out of here.
Who asked you anyway? Wait, hold on, Chris. We did. Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
You too, fam. Yep. Peace. Later.
Only on this show do we get people on the phone to give an opinion, and then I'm like, who asked you
And then
you
kick
anyway?
Them off. Like, get them, come here, get get out of here. I thought you was going to have my back.
All right. Somebody did text in and say, she's definitely the jerk. And then they said, just kidding. No. TZ, she knew you were preoccupied as you demonstrated by not stopping the golf game.
Whatever.
Not the jerk. Love, Bella.
Hmm. Oh, it was Bella? Of course.
Next up is Vanessa in Milwaukee. I don't know if you're going to get anyone to say Aaron's a jerk today, because so far it's been not the jerk. Hi, Vanessa.
A little confidence left. Vanessa, good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. I've been better, honestly.
I'm great. I got the... He doesn't know yet that she texted me the video. No, she didn't. She didn't. She didn't. I promise.
You was about to join her.
He's the jerk, okay? Because I know.
That would have been the icing on the cake if I had received that video, but I did not.
Cherry on top and all.
I did not. What do you think, Vanessa?
Okay. I do not think she's the jerk. I think she was actually being considerate because he was playing the game and it was live. So she knew, that he was playing the game and it was live and he can't pause it. So she didn't show you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All the logic just makes too much sense to disagree with. But y'all, right. I swear y'all be coming in supporting the mess out each other.
Well, whoever texted in, Aaron should have sent you to the park. I agree.
You should have slept on the couch.
Hey, stop it, y'all. Come on, be nice.
This escalated quickly.
Real quick, Vanessa.
Vanessa, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Oh, man. All right. So Aaron is not the jerk today.
Clean sweep. Yep. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.